This is Joe Clement for the Old Mole Variety Hour. I'm joined today by Samantha Bryce, employee of Voodoo Donuts and an organizer with Donut Workers United. Thanks for coming on the show today, Samantha.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me.
So about a month ago, during the heat wave that killed hundreds of people across the Pacific Northwest and dozens in the Portland metro area, workers at Voodoo Donuts walked out of an extremely hot, dangerous work environment, and several of them have since been fired. And this Thursday, there's going to be a picket protesting those illegal firings at the Old Town Voodoo Donuts, which is on Southwest 3rd, just off of Burnside. It's going to be at 6 p.m. Samantha, could you tell us a bit about what happened that weekend?
Absolutely. So a little bit of the background on the heat inside the shop is that this is a yearly issue that occurs with Voodoo Donut. Particularly the Old Town location's air conditioning is not strong enough to cool off the place, the entire restaurant, whether that be at the front of house where people are working with customers or in the back house where people are frying. So this year, since we are organized into a union, we took it upon ourselves to address those situations, not only due to just general heat during the summer, but particularly with that 115 degree heat wave. And so the staff kind of took our own measurements and recordings of the heat. Leading up to the heat wave, we were getting regular days of 96 degrees inside at various locations inside the shop, and decided that if we were already feeling unsafe, not well in various ways due to the heat, that 115 degrees was not morally or responsibly the right choice to choose to keep workers working there, especially because the company offered nothing in the way of creating a safer work environment for us during that time. I believe the company kind of threw out there that they offered us water and rags, which I don't know about anyone listening today, but at a restaurant, that's kind of always on hand. So there was little to nothing done to alleviate the situation for us. So the staff took it upon ourselves to organize. We decided that it was best to offer the employer an option, either, you know, increase the safety conditions for those of us at work or shut down the restaurant for everyone's best interests. You know, we have a lot of people that work at our shop with a lot of different health histories and backgrounds, and we don't want to see any of our coworkers have an accident that could not only injure them physically by falling or by burning themselves, but we don't want to see someone come out of working those couple of days with heat stroke that will have lasting effects on the individuals. So we decided to walk out. We organized a strike, and 11 workers went on strike that day. We marched out of the building with our heads held high, and sadly, regardless of the discussion that we had with management, they took it upon themselves to fire 6 of those workers and intimidate another 3 into quitting. So because of that, we are now going to be hosting an upcoming picket in support of these employees who went on strike for the best of intentions regarding themselves and their coworkers. We just want more respect on the job. We want better safety conditions, and we want our management to care about our well-being at work. We're not robots. We have rights, and we deserve respect and care. On July 29th at 6 p.m., Southwest 3rd in front of Voodoo Donut, we will be hosting a picket to bring up these issues to the public, to bring up these issues to management at Voodoo Donut as well, and kind of show them that we are a union. We're not going anywhere. And we will fight tooth and nail to ensure the safety of not only our coworkers, but our customers alike. Because we are here for our community, and our community is here for us. And that's what we are going to be showing at this picket.
Could you say a bit about how folks can find more information about Donut Workers United and how to support them?
You can find us on either our Facebook, our Instagram, or our Twitter pages. Just search DWU or Donut Workers United, spelled D-O-U-G-H, Donut. You can keep up with what we're doing and where we're at through those pages. If you want to support us, I mean, by all means, please come to the picket. Bring a friend, bring your family, bring as many people as you can, and march with us in solidarity. But also, we do have a GoFundMe. And if you felt like helping us out financially, supporting the workers who have been fired or any upcoming actions that we have, that is the best way to directly support us. Show up in person or help with financially with any way that you can. We appreciate it.
Thank you so much, Samantha Bryce, organizer with Donut Workers United.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me.
Please come to the picket this Thursday at 6 p.m. in front of the Old Town Voodoo Donuts on Southwest 3rd, just off of Burnside. And tune in next week when I host the show and have Samantha back on to report about the picket and have a bit more of an in-depth conversation about the union campaign at Voodoo Donuts. For the Old Mole Variety Hour, this has been Joe Clement.
Oh, you can't scare me. I'm sticking with the union. die.